Hello, this is Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries, where we do exegete the Bible from the original Hebrew and Greek, and do go to extant sources to come back once again to establish a fuller nest, if you will, of meaning and archaeology, language, poetry, etc., that we may produce a higher compound of the sketch of the Christ that we so adore. Anyway, today I am going to go back and establish a preface or a primer for a lengthy treatment that I did on the study of Job and Macbeth. I did a comparative analysis of Job and Macbeth as to what fatalism is versus what sovereignty is versus what free will is. But today we are going to be discussing what we call the antimetaboly, or establishing the opposite of the throw in terms of reality, and using this antimetaboly as a literary device, namely used by Shakespeare in the play Macbeth, that we could create a generator, or an engine, if you will, of life in the illusory fictional sense. In the story of Macbeth, is that that fatalism becomes the dominate or dominatrix established by Hecate, the main force behind the three witches, or her expression through the three witches, or the fates. And it is this foul is fair, and fair is foul, that establishes this this theme. Anyway, the Hecate never does establish what we would call a metike, or a touching down per se, as much as the fates do. And in why I said that was that it is the objectivism of the fates that do express themselves from the spiritual nebulous force of Hecate. Nonetheless, Macbeth is based on the idea that if man could be risen to power, what would it take, and just how much of him is left? And so we take a simpleton, army good man, army private, if you will, that served in the armies of Scotland for King Duncan, and was simply chosen by these three fates, or Hecate, within the story, the fictional plot, to rise to power. And so you couldn't take a lower caste per se. The infantry does mean infant of the society, and Shakespeare knew that very well. So we take an infant to a king, and we do it quite hastily within the speed and velocity of this fatalistic act. It is Macbeth that does decide within the field of fatalism, established by the three witches, ordained by Hecate, does establish that all things are objects that are in his way, though the object of being king must be it. But when he comes to power as king, he comes to reason that all things are sound and fury, braying with no meaning. Therefore, the laws of objectivism are even taken away, and we find that we are empty and without purpose, subject, cause, or even object, that the doctrines of fatalism do deny us all things in the grammar of life.